Susan Ringwood, Chief Executive of Age UK Norwich, said many employers were looking to older workers to fill customer-facing jobs. They have more life experience which they can share with their younger colleagues, which is an important part of the workplace experience. She added that it was important for older workers to keep up to date with the technologies present in many modern workplaces, with Age UK preparing to run a series of workshops to this end.
The owner of a popular city centre fish and chip shop is in the running for the accolade of England's Tourism Superstar 2017. Dwayne Di Bartolomeo, who runs the Grosvenor Fish Bar in Norwich's Lower Goat Lane with Christian Motta, is one of 10 people across the country shortlisted in the Tourism Superstar category of the 2017 Visit England Awards for Excellence. Now, Mr. Di Bartolomeo needs your vote to be crowned the ultimate winner.
Police warned that the ability to remain faceless empowered people to commit crime, as it was revealed more than 4,000 offences involving the social network Facebook had been reported over the last 3 years. Offences including harassment, blackmail, grooming and rape were recorded by police forces. Data obtained by this newspaper showed there had been 1,592 offences in Norfolk, where the key term Facebook had been used in recording the crime over the last 3 years.
A city sports coach has today outlined his vision for a new £400,000 table tennis centre on the edge of the city. Stuart Laws is hoping to build the new facility on land in Thorpe St Andrew in a bid to make Norwich a hub for the sport. The 46-year-old, who runs several clubs in the city, has already received backing from Table Tennis England and £200,000 in private investment. The facility would be 131 feet by 65 feet in size and would include changing rooms, a kitchen and meeting space. It would also be large enough to accommodate up to 18 tables and have specialist sports flooring and competition lighting. He said the next hurdle is to find a piece of land to build the centre on. With the growing population and the loss of sporting facilities such as Pine Banks, I believe a table tennis centre would offer something for everyone.
A local resident, Mr. Green, diagnosed with T-cell non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in 1996, underwent 9 hours of surgery to remove a brain tumour. Doctors at the time told him they would never be able to say he was in remission, so he was given a life award for mobility. As a result of taking experimental medication methotrexate in 1997, Mr. Green contracted cirrhosis of the liver and was put into a coma for 18 months in 2013 as he received a transplant. A combination of nerve damage, graft versus host disease, and a femoral neck fracture after a fall means Mr. Green cannot walk unaided and can only travel 2 metres with use of a frame. But with the introduction of personal independence payments, PIP, Mr. Green was forced to attend an assessment last October, which deemed he could walk 20 metres and his mobility scooter was taken away. An appeal to reconsider the decision was rejected, and Mr. Green was informed of the outcome on his birthday last December. "That scooter was my independence," he said. "Without it, I can't go and get my food shopping, go down the cafe or get involved in any activities. I can't move from this room unless someone is around. I thought a life award meant life. Obviously not." A DWP spokesman said, "Decisions for PIP are made following consideration of all the information provided by the claimant, including supporting evidence from their GP or medical specialist."
The government says it wants to keep class sizes restricted to maintain quality and ease pressure on both teachers and facilities, with a statutory limit of 30 in place for infant classes. But the latest Department for Education figures reveal that in January last year, just over 9%, 8,131, of primary children across the region were being taught in larger classrooms, including 1,903 infant-age pupils in 61 classes. The figure, however, falls below the national level of 12.3% and has hovered around the same number in recent years. Tony Hull, the chief executive of the Evolution Academy Trust, said it was a difficult balancing act for schools and that the government's artificial figure was perhaps not the best measure. "You absolutely can get to the stage where there are too many pupils in the classroom for it to be comfortable," he said. "They're too cramped, and pupils obviously learn best when the environment is right. But the other side of that is that actually the class size needs to be enough to ensure that the funding is there. Not having enough can have a detrimental effect in itself. If a school can cope with 31, then what difference does that make? It needs to be up to each individual school." Claire Jones, the head teacher at Norwich's Bignold Primary School, which only has one class with 31 pupils, said it highlighted the need for extra schools in the region. According to last January's data, taken from the school census, there were no classes of 36 or more pupils in Norfolk and Suffolk.
That's all on this part of Chatterbox, so it's goodbye from me, Robin Quine.
And from me, Alison Aplin. But please continue to listen to Chatterbox. Part two this week will include more news stories, information desk, the latest football news from Chris Gorham and Rob Butler, and a special request to you for ideas.